time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and it's 2:14 right now on this Good Friday afternoon. Where is everybody today? 740-383-9944. Well, there was one person that came to Marion, if he wasn't here already, at 11 o'clock this morning. The Ollie's, you know Ollie's, good stuff, cheap place, yeah, in the Marion Plaza on Mount Vernon Avenue, around 11 o'clock this morning, the subject committed an armed robbery there and was last seen corner of the plaza heading north on foot. Now, the subject that committed that armed robbery is described as a white male in his late 40s, early 50s, 5'11 to 6 feet, 175 pounds, gray hair, no, brown hair, a goatee, gray scruffy beard, a long sleeve button-up jean shirt, blue jeans, tennis shoes, tattoos on neck and hand. I've got a call here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, I'd like to have that large T-shirt, oversized T-shirt, if I get this answer right for that so-called lure for...
Yeah, oh, oh yeah, yeah.
You want to go with the Mr. Twister?
Now, that's not the one. Was that a popular one, though?
Yeah, they had the Golden Nugget, and they had, the Shyster, and they had Silver Spoons, and...
How about...
They had many of them. They get them every year, but you know, when we was kids growing up, Charlie, and still yet today, you can catch just as many walleye on a hook and a worm over the side with
split
shot or something up the lake here and catch all the walleye. When they're biting, they're biting. When they ain't, they ain't.
Now, the lure I was thinking of, Eerie Deary.
Yeah, Eerie Deary. Yeah,
oh.
There's a lot of them. Well, I guess I'm going to have to wait and get another shot at that shirt.
Yeah.
Mr. Twister, yeah, that was about as close as rhyme as, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
They got one every year, those Bait Shores stores, and...
yeah, they probably sell out every year, that particular one, yeah.
Yeah, I sell a lot of cold beer and night crawlers and sandwiches and, those places...
Ted, I'll tell you what, since you come up with that, I'll give you this shirt.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
You know what, I told Carol, I said, I could get the tackle box. I could go up there and lay them on the thing, and you'd have about 18 of them there. I'll guarantee you, and anybody that's listening want to verify that. They have one about, they had a thing that looked like a fish, and a deep diver, and you could, and then they had one you'd throw out there and count to six, and then start retrieving it in, and oh, they'd have all kinds of malarkey on them, shows and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
this ought to be a good year for walleye and perch.
Well, they say that every year. That's the main money maker at Lake Erie, you know.
Yes, sir. I'd love to have a walleye right now.
Well, maybe we can get you a couple for the years, Charlie.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks
all right.
A lot.
Okay, Ted. Ted Jolliffe. All right. He wins the Jags T-shirt. Okay. Now let me see. Oh yes, going back to the armed robbery at Ollie's. Now, if you hear the guy, 5'11 to between 5'11 and 6 feet, 175 pounds, brown hair, goatee, gray scruffy beard, long sleeve button up jean shirt, blue jeans, tennis shoes, tattoos on his neck and hand. Boy, the tattoos, a lot of people are being identified by the tattoos they have, especially, well, now like here, neck and hand. Now, if you have any information at all about someone like this, call the Marion Police Department at 7403-725-25, or it'd be simple, just call 911. And the subject should be considered armed and dangerous, so do not approach if you would happen to see a person that fits this description. And I've got a couple of pictures here, but they're not really clear enough to positively identify that person. Okay, now, I was talking about Mike Malloy earlier, and I finally, it come to my mind what Mike Malloy was. A bounty hunter. Yes, a bounty hunter. That's why he traveled looking for criminals on the loose. And he would find them and bring them back to justice. But he was a bounty hunter. He got paid for it. Yeah. Mike Malloy, who eventually brought about the feed business in Marion, and Gene Keyes now has his feed place out on 309. Yeah, it was a long time ago. It started back in the 70s. My. Okay, so the Erie Deary is the one I was thinking of, and I can remember the era. Oh, everybody said you got to have an Erie Deary to catch those walleye. Well, like Ted said, too, there were a number of different lures that came to the forefront over the years. What will it be this year? What will the most popular lure be this year? Okay, now, here's a good question. Railroad question. The CSX Railroad, CSX. Now, can you tell me what does CSX stand for? Yeah. Now, we know the NS is Norfolk and Southern. But what about CSX? What is the, what do those letters stand for? Now, the X is not used as it's, you know, they've replaced that with something else. But if you can tell me what CSX, what that meant, or what did that stand for? CSX. And you can see a CSX locomotive about any time you stop and wait at a crossing. Either that or the Norfolk and Southern, two major railroads in this part of the country. Now, out to the west of us, and sometimes it goes through Marion, Burlington, Northern, and Santa Fe, BNSFE, Burlington, Northern, Santa Fe Railroad. That's a biggie. But not necessarily here. But some of their engines will pass through Marion. So if you see one, BNSF. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, that CSX, heck, I had it on my mind. I can't even remember now. Chesapeake and Southern Santa Fe.
No, not quite. You got right, part of it, okay. Okay.
All right. Okay. I'll try again.
Okay. All right. Yeah. CSX. Now, when they decided that, you know, it used to be, what was it, the Chesapeake Railroad or whatever, you know, they had that big cat on the engine. And CSX, they thought, no, what are we going to name this? And they picked out CSX. And then they found out what would X stand for? We know what C and S is, in which they chose. So they substitute the X for another name. But if you can tell me the first two names of the CSX Railroad, you'll be a winner today. I've got, let's see, what do I have to give away? Two coffee cups, a meal at McDonald's, a gas or an oil change at Bill Huntsman's Auto Service. That's 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil. And I have a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, I'll have to even the score on that before people say, well, Ted knows Charlie, and Ted knows his wife real well. And they got a thing going and they're cheating. Well, that Chessie Seaboard Exchange.
Almost. It was
CSX.
It originally was the Chessie Seaboard merger. And then they found out there was another company with that name. They changed merger to Distant X. So it became CSX.
Change.
Yeah.
CSX.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good, Ted. All right. Yeah, CSX. Chessie Seaboard merger was the original title till they found out they couldn't use that. Someone had already had a title like that. So they had Chessie Seaboard X or CSX. So when you see a CSX train go through Marion and you're waiting on the crossing there and you say, try to remember, Chessie Seaboard merger. Okay. Oh, yes. Remember, there used to be a lot of railroads, different railroads that went through Marion. Wow. Marion was a railroading town at one time. So was Crestline. Oh, my land. Crestline had, for the Pennsylvania Railroad, maybe North, what other railroads sent Pennsylvania and the New York Central. That's it. Yeah, and even the Lincoln funeral train stopped in Crestline, I think, to change crews. That was a long time ago, naturally. But, Crestline. I remember I had a good friend that was an engineer on the railroad, and he lived near Crestline. But he'd say, hey, come on. He was a ham radio operator. Come on over. We'll get on the air. And I'd go over there. He said, oops, sorry, I got to go. I just got a call. I got to leave on such and such a train. Yeah, he lived west of Crestline. Now, I got a lot of memories. How about you? How many memories do some of you have? It'd be interesting if we had a program called Memory Time, and people would call up and just give me stories about their life. Wouldn't that be interesting? Now, on the weather forecast that you heard here a while ago, our weatherman talked about big waves on Lake Erie, sometimes 15 feet tall. Well, I'm no stranger to that. And I think I've maybe mentioned it several times here. I once had a 28-foot cruiser, a Chris-Craft, that a long time ago. And I headed out once. I always was a little bit hesitant to go too far because it was such an old boat. It was a 1937 Chris-Craft. So, you know, it was old. I used to go to Pelee Island with it. And one day, it was an October day, the sky was crystal clear, not a cloud anywhere, beautiful. It was halfway warm. So I decided, well, today I'll go to Put-in Bay. And I was doing all right, as long as I was along the Catawba Island area. And once I cleared that, I got into gale force. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, you said you had a picture of that guy that robbed Ollie's.
Yes.
He have a beard kind of like whitey's looking kind of long down past his chin?
Yeah, that's called a goatee.
Well, I thought a goatee was something else because I was in there and I saw him.
Oh, really? No kidding?
Yeah, because I thought if he didn't have that scruffy looking beard, he'd be kind of nice looking.
Yeah, that goatee from your chin down to a point, kind of.
Oh, well, I was thinking the goatee was some little thing around your upper lip or something.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if he had a jean jacket, but I don't know if he had a plaid shirt on. I can't remember.
You didn't happen to notice any tattoos, did you?
Oh, no, because I was in there looking for, like, Roundup.
Yeah, good
and
stuff,
I was running around looking at those, and he was kind of down kind of towards the cashiers, and then they were helping me, and I was running around, and I can't remember because I did a lot of running today, but I was there, but I remember him because it was kind of like a long one.
Boy, isn't that something?
I called this a beard. I didn't think those were goatees.
Yeah, that was they described it as, a gray, scruffy beard.
Well, it was gray, but he had a little bit of dark in it,
yeah.
Too.
Goatee, a gray, scruffy, yeah. A long sleeve button up jean shirt.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
That makes you worry because if you go out to your car, they could.
Yeah, you must have left before he held up the store.
Well, he could have been. I wasn't in there long because okay. I looked for the stuff, and then a clerk helped me, and then I got out of there. So,
wow.
Okay, I just wondered.
Okay.
Just sitting here, and I thought it could have been that guy.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably was. Okay, thanks.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. All right. Boy, that's interesting, isn't it? Wow. Yeah, this is that time of the year when people are looking for some extra money. Well, in fact, they're looking for extra money all the time. People on drugs need extra money. Oh, my man. Tattoos on the neck and hand. Almost 6 foot tall, 175 pounds, brown hair, goatee, gray, scruffy beard, long sleeve button up shirt, blue jeans, tennis shoes, tattoos on the neck and hand. And if you would see that guy, who knows where he is now? If you see anybody with that description, please call 911 or the Miriam. Probably if you saw a guy like that, you'd be so excited that you'd just better stick with calling 911 and not trying to dial 740-387-2525, which is the Miriam Police Department. But 911, if you dial that, they'll take care of you. Okay, now. Like I earlier, I was...
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
Well, Ed Sullivan had his 11th anniversary, and I happened to be on the show. And he says to me, Shecky, you're not going to mess up on his show, are you? I said, no, Ed, I promise I won't, you know. So I said to him, you introduce me. No, he says, what are you going to do? I said, well, you're on 11 years. Introduce me as, because I just got back from Europe, he and his wife, Sylvia. I said, introduce me as a German comic that you found in Germany that you brought back to the United States. He said, my God, that's a good idea. Then he said, tonight on our show, ladies and gentlemen, I was in Heidelberg with my wife. No, she was in Amsterdam. I was in Heidelberg. How come we didn't get to get? He said, ladies and gentlemen, I found this little German comic, and I think you're going to enjoy him. Here is Schickel Krieber, so I came out. I said, ready, I want to tell you something, Mr. Sullivan. It has been on television 11 years. This is his anniversary, and there's a reason why he's been on 11 years. He don't sing, he don't dance, he don't tell jokes, he don't do anything. That's why he's been on. Well, he got crazy.
I love it.
He heard that,
oh,
after the show, he chased me. He said, you know, I got more talent, my little finger, than anybody I ever had on this show. As you really believe that, you old as you're nuts, you know.
And legendary talk show host Dick Cavett.
I don't know. I can give you an exclusive here, I think.
Oh, let's do.
Sitting there with Alfred Hitchcock. During a commercial break, he started looking straight ahead, not really right at me. And then he suddenly began sort of speaking aloud to no one and says, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Grace Kelly, the most promiscuous woman I've ever known.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Okay, we're back once again. I just dialed up goatee. It's a style of facial hair incorporating hair on a man's chin, but not his cheeks. The exact nature of the style has varied according to time and culture. Yeah, a lot of men have these goatees, but it starts out underneath the bottom lip. Okay, yeah, I got to. If you look on up on your smartphone, just type in goatee. Now, I can understand the title. I used to have goats, and they had a similar appendage on them. Okay. So if you're listening in a business in Marion, just remember, if you see anybody like that, don't attempt to confront them. Just call 911 or the Marion Police Department. Okay. Now, let's go back. Let's go back to fishing. Yeah, we had talked about eerie dearies and different artificial baits. Now, let's talk about fish themselves. There is a particular fish that keeps the rivers riled up because this particular fish is a bottom feeder, and he comes along and he blows air out of his mouth, and his mouth is shaped like a vacuum sweeper, kind of. And he stirs up the silt, and these streams, other than silt washing in and a bunch of mud on the bottom, he just amplifies all that with his search for food. Now, what kind of a fish is that? Uh-huh. Now, I've got, you know, oil change. I've got tickets to next weekend's barbershop chorus in Marion. I got tickets to show down at Chillicothe called, what's it called now here? Called Mamma Mia. Remember the group that came out with that song, Mamma Mia? Do you remember the name of that group? Hey, I tell you what, if you can tell me, I just remembered it myself. If you can remember the name of that group, I'll give you a prize. How about that? The name of the group that came out with a song called, what was it? Just a second here. Yeah, Mamma Mia. What group sang that song, Mamma Mia? Okay, now going back. Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, would that fish be a carp?
Yes, it's a carp. Yes, indeed.
That's what I thought it would be. Yeah. That's what I could think of.
Oh, boy, would you like a prize today?
No, okay. I was going to tell you about that notepad that you was talking about with the...
Oh, you know, yeah, the Shelby sales book.
Yeah, I have one of those.
You do?
I got it. Yeah, it was in some of my dad's stuff.
Oh, no kidding.
My dad passed away. My mom gave it to me, and guess who's on it?
Oh, who is?
Menace Supermarket.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, Menace's it's a full pad. Yeah. It's from Menace Supermarket.
Well, isn't that something? Wow.
Yeah, I know. I worked there in the meat department and back when I was younger.
Yeah.
And he used a lot of those with, like, when they made out bills or receipts for stuff that come in on the trucks and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Make them out and things. And
does your sales book have a carbon paper in it yet?
Yeah, it's a full book of it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just about like they used to use it to patios and drive-ins and stuff when they took your orders.
That's right, yeah.
Oh. Yep, and it's got the flip, you know, how you flip it up and put the thing in behind it. And then,
yep. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. I never thought, wow.
Yeah, but that's what I thought, you know, when you was talking about, like, I knew it was in there, but I was sitting there listening. I knew about that eerie deary, too, you know, but he beat me just a little bit on it. I've been sitting there listening. I usually don't call that through the first hour, but when you went to break and I was going to call him, he hit it right after, about 20 after.
Okay, well, now, if you're eligible, I have a fish question coming up.
No, I'm not eligible.
Oh, okay, all right. Hey, well, Shelby Sales Book, I'm sure glad you called.
Yeah, all right, Charlie. Now you have a good one.
Okay, you too. Okay. Isn't that something? He has a Shelby sales book. Oh, my land. Isn't that great? Oh. Okay. I can't get over that yet. That's something. Or the lady that called and saw the guy that held up Ollie's. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, on that Mamma Mia song, Are you looking for ABBA?
ABBA. Yes, it was ABBA. Yeah. Are you eligible for a prize?
All right, sorry.
Okay. Thanks. ABBA. Yeah. Remember that? Yeah, that was a good song. Wow. Catchy. Really catchy. They had some other songs, too, that were good. ABBA. Okay. They were from across the pond, as the old-timers always called it. Something over in Europe, across the pond. All right. Now, the other fish question I have, they're in bass. In the streams around Marion County, there are smallmouth bass, there are largemouth bass, and one other bass. Now, what is that one other bass? It's not the largemouth. It's not the smallmouth. No, it's not a medium mouth. What's the other name of a bass? There are three, not exactly common, but they're all around in streams in Marion County and around Ohio. Yeah, three different basses. Largemouth, smallmouth, and what? 740-383-99. Oh, here's somebody that knows. Okay, go ahead.
Charlie, is that a striped bass?
No, it's not a striped bass. I think they're south of us.
No. Doggone it.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks anyhow. Okay, yeah. I thought maybe somebody would say striped bass. There is a program I listen to a lot of times on Saturday mornings, real early. There's a fish hunter, a fisherman, a hunter, and he talks about the stripers. Always talking about striper, and when they're biting, the stripers. You know, I take it they're striped bass. But this other bass that I'm looking for is not a large mouth, not a small mouth, but a what? Okay? Now, here's another one to tantalize your... Well, you can look this one up. At the Marion Municipal Airport, there's a couple of runways. Now, I need to know the footage. How many feet in the longest runway at Marion Municipal Airport? Oh, here's a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, would it be the black bass, Charlie?
No, not the black bass, no.
Thank you.
Okay, keep thinking. Yeah. Yeah, there's black basses, there, a smallmouth, largemouth, and this other. Okay, now, the airport. Tell me how many feet in the longest runway at the Marion Airport. Now, the runways are 100 feet wide, I can tell you that. But the longest runway is how many feet long? Or can you tell me there's largemouth, smallmouth, and one other kind of bass? Now, this other bass that I'm talking about kind of resembles somewhat a bluegill. But it's bigger than a bluegill, of course. But what is it? Or can you tell me the architect of the Palace Theater? If you have a program that you acquired... If you went to a show at the Palace, if you open up, you'll find the history of the Palace Theater in there and the name of the man I'm trying to get you to name. What was his name? The man who was the architect of the Palace Theater. Or how long is the longest runway at the Marion Airport? Look that one up. All right. What else do I have here? The mural artist for all the murals around the area. He's retired now. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, would it be the spotted bass, Charlie?
No, not the spotted bass. You'll eventually get it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the name of the... Yeah, and I used to... Oh, up at the Sycamore Creek. Boy, I used to have a lot of those. It had largemouth and smallmouth, but... It had a lot of this other bass that I'm looking for. Yeah, I used to go up there fishing all the time on the Sycamore Creek. Now, it's really interesting. I think people, back when I fished a lot in Sycamore Creek, you could go and park along the road and go to a nearby bank and fish. But now most of the, you know, private property owners probably would frown on that. So bank fishing probably isn't like it used to be back when a lot of us were younger. How about you? How many of you ever go bank fishing yet in rivers? How many feel comfortable doing that? I remember one time I was walking along the Olentangy River, and I don't know if I was going fishing or just hiking, and all of a sudden in a clearing, a face appeared in front of me, and I about fainted. It was some man who, well, I think he died later on. It was kind of strange. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yes, the white bass, Charlie?
Oh, no, that white bass is another one. I never thought of that, but that's not the one. But that was a good guess.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Yeah, the white bass. Don't they catch those up around Fremont? Maybe here and there. Oh, the white bass. But this bass has color, that's for sure. It has more color than the large or smallmouth. And he resembles a large bluegill. Okay, how long is the airport longest runway? That's a little different question. How long in feet is the longest runway at the Marion Airport? Naturally, you can guess at that. I've got the answer right here, if you want to guess. Okay. We're coming up on 2:45. Boy, time is flying today, isn't it? Okay, and we'll be back after these words from WWGH in Marion.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do, too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
This is Marianne Michaels, and you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Friday right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Entertaining interviews with celebrities and local topics every day.
Live 12:10 to 2 p.m.
Okay, we're back once again. All right. Ted, what's your answer?
Well, Charlie, there's an awful lot when it comes to those bass, but I heard you just said it wasn't the white bass. That was more or less the, you know, but there could be the rock bass.
It's the rock bass. That's what I was looking for.
And they got all kinds of names for them, like the largemouth bass. I was going to say it over the radio. A lot of people wonder, well, how can you tell a largemouth from a smallmouth? Well, it's easy to do once you're showed. When you close the mouth on a largemouth bass, back at the jawbone will go back behind the eye of the fish with the mouth closed. Take your fingers and close it. With a smallmouth, the jawbone will be in line. You take the front of the eye and go down to the jaw, and that's a smallmouth. You can tell them that way.
Okay. Very good. All right. Hey, thanks, Ted.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now, I've got an announcement here, just handed to me. Now, take a listen. An arrest was made in this investigation at approximately 2 p.m. on Wilson Avenue in the city of Marion. Police arrested Douglas Thomas, age 60, of Marion on an aggravated robbery charge. Formal charges will be presented to the Marion County Prosecutor's Office. And the police department says, we appreciate the assistance provided in this investigation by the Marion County Sheriff's Office, the Ohio Highway Patrol, and the Marmet Drug Task Force. Additionally, key pieces of information were provided through the assistance of citizens. We appreciate this level of cooperation and assistance, which led to the successful resolution of this case. All right. And listener, they got their man. All right. And our listener who saw, was there and saw that man at Ollie's, that's all taken care of now. A person arrested. Let's see. What was his name? Let me pass that along again. His name was Douglas Thomas. His age was 60. And arrested at Wilson Avenue. That's just up the road from Ollie's, of course. Okay. Continuing on. Largemouth, smallmouth, rock bass. Yes, I used to enjoy catching rock bass. They were good eating, too. But you'd find them in the smaller streams, Sycamore Creek, the Sandusky River, Olentangy, whatever. Smallmouth, largemouth, and rock bass. Okay. Now, how long is the longest runway at the Marion Airport? How about that for a different question? Now, the runways at the Marion Airport are 100 feet wide, and one's longer than the other. I want you to tell me how long is the longest runway at the Marion Municipal Airport. Now, sometime in the future, if things would ever develop, these runways can be lengthened. There is room to lengthen them. You know, if we would get, a lot of business in here, more charter flights, maybe scheduled flights, jet planes, and so forth, we can stretch that 5,000 feet out more. I just gave you the answer, didn't I? The longest runway at the Marion Airport is 5,000 feet. Okay. All right. So you can cancel your Google lookup. Now, you can find all this information. You can find out more information about Marion Municipal Airport that you could ever use. For instance, it's call letters, either KMN or MNM, the abbreviations for Marion, MR, and so forth. But there's a lot of information, and the weather forecast and weather conditions. Oh, it's a treasure chest of information when you dial in on the internet to the Marion Municipal Airport. But the longest runway is 5,000 feet. Now, how many feet in a mile? 5,280. So that runway is almost a mile long, short of 280 feet. Okay, so, and any traveling airplanes traveling through the area, if they're large, they could dial up and they'll know how long that runway is and if it can accommodate them or not. All right, now, what do I have left? I found the answer to the cloudy conditions in our area streams, and that's from those nasty carp that blow away on the bottom of the and blow out looking for food. They got a mouth shaped like a bottle top. Okay, and it's pointed to the bottom. And so they go along and puffing away and making all that nasty, royally muck. Okay, now let me see. I still need to know the name of the man who painted the murals. And what else? I got Charlton Myers. He was the famous person in Marion, also one of the founders of the Marion County Historical Society. He was a man who was the president of his class of 1928, Bucyrus High School. That's where I graduated a few years later than that. Okay. Laird Alexander, Marion Grain and Supply Company. Let's see what else. CSX stands for Chessy Seaboard Merger. But because the name merger didn't fit, they made it put an X there. So it was Chessy Seaboard X. All right. And let me see what else do we have. Oh, Weasel Boy, whose name is Chad Harrison, who is a native of Marion, who had a radio career on WNCI's Morning Zoo out of Columbus, is coming back to radio on WWGH 107.1 FM live every Saturday morning, 7:15 till 10 a.m., with The Weasel Show. The program will have huge guests, great prizes, and lots of entertainment. You can listen live on the net at wwgh.com, that's wwgh1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The Weasel Show will premiere live Saturday, May the 4th. Weasel will also be appearing with Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and Brandy Downs every Friday on The Exchange Club on WWGH 107.1 FM. And he'll also be with Scott every Friday morning, 11:10 to 12 noon. Okay, so a lot of things happening. Okay, The Weasel. You know, that's going to be interesting. May the 4th, 7:15 a.m. Boy, he's going to have to get up early. Woohoo! I know what that's like. All right, let me see what else I can come up here to stump you. I've done a pretty good job of stumping you already. Like, name the creek that runs from near Worcester clear down to Millersburg. There is a creek, and that's an interesting area of Ohio because that area is a swampy area, and you just wonder, thank goodness we're cold enough, if otherwise you'd have alligators all over the place. But there's a bike trail that, you know, that was once a railroad, comes right through that swamp. And you just, it makes you wonder how many millions of tons of stone it took to make that roadbed through a swamp. Oh, boy. Okay, what else? The airport, the longest runway is remember that. Write that down somewhere. The longest runway is 5,000 feet. 1 mile is 5,280. And then there's a shorter runway. It depends on how the wind's blowing as to which runway you're going to use. All right, and who was the designer of the Palace Theater, the architect of the Palace Theater? And he was quite well known in circles, well, in theater circles, I should say. Yeah, and his name is in all the booklets that you receive when you go to attend the play. It will be on one of the pages. Yeah, what was his name? All I need is his last name. 7403-399-44. Well, let me see. It's already 2:56. So I tell you what, I'm going to give you the answers to everything I've asked today that I've not got an answer. The architect of the murals in Marion and the 3 to 4 of them in Bucyrus, that man's name is Eric Grohe, G-R-O-H-E. He also did the not completed mural in Marion there where at Park Place, there at the corner of Prospect and Center. Okay, and what else am I looking for? The creek that goes through that swampy area, too, is Kilbuck Creek. Kilbuck. And if you've ever been over to Amish country, you've been near there. And maybe past it, too. Isn't it? It's just amazing. You come out of Millersburg, and you see that swampy area. Wow. Okay, what else did I ask? Chessy Seaboard Merger, CSX. Okay, and okay, the man's name that designed the Palace Theater in Marion, his last name was Eberson, E-B-E-R-S-O-N, or Eberson. One or the other. Take your choice. Eric Grohe, the mural artist. Boy, I tell you, there, that guy was talented beyond belief. And in all the murals he did, he brought them to life. And when he did bricks on a building, you'd swear they were actual bricks because they looked like they were sticking out of the building. It is absolutely. There is a, and I'm not in that field, there is a name for that type of designing among artists. And I can't remember the name. I've heard it several times. But there is a name for that, to where you make things look like they're alive. Now, the last mural he did in Bucyrus was where the Shines Theater was. And he made a wall of windows, and in each window is a scene from a movie. It's just fantastic. And they are going to show movies there. They're on the internet. There's a listing of the movies that will be shown on the walls there. And they have a big screen right in the middle of everything. Yeah. And so you can find out when and what titles, I think, are the movies that will be shown there. So Shines Theater itself is gone. The building is gone. But memories live on. And Eric Grohe brought back a lot of memories, because in the windows are a lot of movies, not Cinderella, but Gone with the Wind, things like that. Really interesting. So if you go to Bucyrus, you'll see right away where the Shines Theater was, and you'll see that big mural there. Okay, well, I haven't given away much today, but I hope we've had some fun, and I'm glad to see that man, the hold-up man, was caught. That's good news. And apparently not too far from Ollie's. Wilson Avenue, you know, runs, what, right alongside right alongside McKinley Park. Not McKinley, but Garfield. Okay, we're coming up in about 20 seconds to the end of my afternoon here on WWGH. And don't forget that new program starting on May 4th on Saturday mornings. That should be mighty interesting. Okay, have a great, happy Easter. Yes, today is Good Friday.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For grandson of President Warren G. Harding, Jim Blessing.
And for the first time, I'm very happy to say, doing the first broadcast interview here in Marion, Ohio, on a station named after Warren G. Harding, just a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial, where the president is buried, is Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding and Nan Britton. Jim, I can't tell you how happy I am that you are joining us today via the airwaves.
Same here. I'm very happy. I thank you very much for this opportunity to get this story out.
What do you want to see happen from this point out? This is now the truth.
It is the truth. And this is what I wanted. My goal is, I want to see all the books rewritten. I want everything rewritten. I would like everyone to take back what they said. I want to say no, 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 no. And that may sound a little weird, but I just want to throw it in their face. I'm just so tired of these people. And there's still people I read, and Utah and I talked about this the other night, that write stuff and try to pass over this and make it out like it really isn't here, and it's here. Face it, it's here, it's done. And what she said, and I want everyone to know, she wrote the truth. She would never lie. You could offer her any amount of money, and she would not tell a lie.
To legendary zoologist from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Conan O'Brien, Jim Fowler.
What is something you regret turning down? You say you've had to turn down some things. Is there something you regret turning down?
Well, that's a pretty good question. The most important thing in life is your family. And we have two children. And my goodness, I'm being overwhelmed by my two grandchildren now. But the main thing is your family and how you treat other people and enjoying. You've got to enjoy life. You know, why be here on this planet for a limited amount of time unless you can really enjoy? So we've got to focus on the things that are real and worthwhile. But I would say I should have spent more time with my family. Although now my son Mark is a documentary film producer in California. My daughter Carrie was on a show with me back in the early, about 10 years ago. But she has a couple of children. But I think probably I could have spent some more time. I was traveling a lot. But also the other thing is that I didn't catch on early enough that my mission was to be a spokesperson for the natural world and talk about what's in it for us by saving open space, wildlife, and wilderness.
It's WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by typing in WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Belltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
This is Patty Worcester with Marion Midget Football, a staple of the Marion community for over 45 years, providing sportsmanship, friendship, and exciting competition. To our Marion youth, 740-382-4558.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050. Facebook Affordable Event Games. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. Vanover Square Apartments, address 465 Merchant Avenue, offer 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Phone number 740-389-3462. Central Baptist Church would like for you and your family to join them for worship service Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Baptist Church is located at 2816 Marion Waldo Road. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM proudly presents Women from Ohio Who Made History. Frances Bolton from Cuyahoga County was a politician from Ohio who served in the United States House of Representatives. Bolton was the first woman elected to Congress from Ohio.
This segment on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by the committee to elect Tara Dyer, 5th Ward Councilperson, reminding you not to forget to vote in the primary on Tuesday, May 7th.
We here at WWGH Radio 107 FM are present Magnificent Marian Moments.